and remains.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast brought to you by Merit Assembly of God. And we just want to thank you all for tuning in today. Pray that you're having a great day. And I hope that you are praying right now. One of the things we want to challenge you about here in the month of October is that you would begin to pray for a person that you know is not in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And begin to pray for them now. We talked to you the other day about walking through your community, and I just want you to begin to cry out to heaven. Jesus loves them more than you love them and wants to save them, forgive them of their sins. And so I want you to begin to pray for them by name. In September, I believe it was, I got the reports that, well, it was late August, early September. I got the reports that things that I had been praying for specifically had come to pass, and some things that I was unaware of, you know, those things, I wish I'd been praying for them specifically. And so I am now of the mindset that I'm going to pray as specific as I know how to pray, you know, and I'm thankful that God knows what we have need of before we even ask. I know that He does all things well. But I'm praying specifically, and I'm praying, I want you to join us in praying for people to get saved. I'm here to build the kingdom of God first. That's what I want. So if they never darken the doors of Merit Assembly of God, but they have a seat at the wedding supper of the Lamb, the marriage supper of the Lamb, then I am happy. If Jesus forgives them of their sins, I'm just ecstatic. And so, if you would be praying about that, today we want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, Bill Andriak. He will keep you cool in the summertime, keep you warm in the wintertime, and, he can get your equipment up and running. And so if you need any assistance in that area, give Creative AC Solutions a call, 759-3284. Today we are preparing for our weekend services. We would love to have you come out and be a part of that. Our ladies are leaving today for our women's conference, be taking place over in Orlando, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they are going to just have a wonderful, wonderful time. And, we pray that God touches their heart. Thank God for godly women. Amen. There's probably a lot of people out there that are in the kingdom of God today because of a praying mother or a praying grandmother, a praying wife or a praying daughter, a praying sister. And so if you have godly women in your life, why don't you just say thank you for to them for the impact that they have made on their life. So we're going to be in Genesis chapter 7, or Genesis, just in case you thought I was perfect, the book of Genesis is not where we're going to be today. We're going to be in the book of Acts, chapter 7. By the way, if you do not have a church home, we would like to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Our phone number, should you need to reach us, is 321-454-4263. You can check us out on Facebook. We also have a webpage, meritassembly.com. You can reach us by email, meritassembly@hotmail.com. And our services are Sunday school, 9:30. Actually, this week will be my first Sunday teaching Sunday school in a while. And we thank my daughter for all her efforts over the past year and a half to 2 years. Worship service starts at 10:30. Then we have our grow groups Sunday night at 6:30, and we're really thankful for what God is doing there. Actually, what we're doing in our grow groups is kind of tied in with what we're doing right now. We're going through a book by Beth Moore called Get Out of That Pit. It talks about deliverance, and right now we're talking about deliverance here on the Refresh Radio program. So let's get into the Word, shall we? The book of Acts. I'm telling you, I'm just sending you all over the Bible today. Acts chapter 7. Let's begin reading at verse number 30. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard them groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt. Today, we're going to talk about what is going on with God. What is going on with God? And so, we're primarily going to be in this same relative passage here, where God began to speak. When there is deliverance that God is wanting to bring, he begins to speak. He begins to speak to men. He begins to speak to women. And he's going to begin to impart knowledge to them, direction to them. He will begin to equip them. Moses was not going to leave this burning bush experience unequipped. He was going to leave empowered. He came as an observer. He was going to leave as a believer. He came to hear, and he's going to leave a messenger. All of that is possible because God is not an inactive God. He is not even a lethargic God. God is a God of perfection. God is a God of action. A lot of times we react. God is proactive. That's why it says things like, I have prepared works for you to do before the foundation of the world. That Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from before the foundation of the world. He is a proactive God. He is very concerned about what goes on. And so I want you to know that God still speaks. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Today, just as in Moses' time, just in the New Testament times, we need to hear the voice of God. The oft-repeated phrase in the book of Revelation is, let him who hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God has not lost his voice. Sometimes we lose our ability to hear. The scripture says that there would come a time where there would be a famine for hearing the word of God. A famine for hearing the word of God. And so I pray that God gives us the ability to hear. He cleans out our ears, if you will, so that we can be tuned in to the frequency of God. And so Moses begins to hear. The Lord says to him specifically in verse number 33, then the Lord said to him, and so we talked a little bit on yesterday's broadcast about having a holy encounter with God. In verse number 34, God begins to describe some of the things that he's been up to. And the first one is, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. There is nothing that is taking place in your life that has escaped God's notice. He says that he pays so much attention to you that he numbers the hairs on your head. He knows your height. He knows your weight. You know, I teased our congregation one time that the most highly guarded secret in the entire country is what the scale says when certain people go in, and they don't want anybody to know what that scale has to say. I mean, they practically turn off the lights and look at it with infrared glasses. But God knows what's going on. He's seen the misery. It actually says, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. He knows what is going on in your daily life. If you're in a financial squeeze right now, he knows what that is like. If you're in a pressure cooker at work or a pressure cooker at home, he knows what that is going on in that situation. He not only knows about it, he's seen it. He's an eyewitness. And that's very, very important, because it says that the oppression that he saw. Now, I'm sure that there was lots of oppression going on throughout the planet. It's just not recorded in the scriptures, because we're dealing with God's covenant people at this particular time. And he said, I have seen the oppression of my people. Today, you may think, because you're going through difficulties or trials, because you're facing a lot of adversity, that God has abandoned you. And I want you to know that he's still got a ownership claim over your life. If you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins, be the Lord of your life, if you've allowed him to birth passion for him inside of you, and you worship the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, I want you to know he still holds the title deed to your life. He sees what is going on, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's blessing, or whether it's oppression. And God told Moses, I have seen the oppression of my people. He said, those are still my people. Even though they're going through a very difficult season right now, those are still my people. And so let that be a word of encouragement to you today, that God never misplaces anything. He's got everything filed away properly. You know, sometimes I get the mail and it takes me no time at all to file the mail that came in that day, because it goes right into the trash can. A friend of mine, we had lunch here a couple of weeks ago and hadn't got to see each other. And I had a document that I wanted to give to him. I had been to a conference and received something. This is a pastor in the area. And I said, I'm going to give him a copy of this. And I'd had it set right at my fingertips for weeks and weeks and weeks. And our schedules had not crossed paths. And so finally we were able to make a connection there. And after lunch, I said, oh, can we swing by the church real quick? I would like to give you that document. And when I got into my office, I realized that 2 days before that, I had rearranged my office and all the papers, the papers that I'd had at my fingertips, now they were in a different place, and I couldn't lay my hands on them for a long time. And so then I just had to start going through things because I had misplaced it. But I eventually found it and I gave it to him. I want you to know God never misplaces anything. He's not misplaced your healing. He's not misplaced your prayers. In fact, Revelation says that there is a bowl underneath the altar that is collecting the prayers of the saints, a golden bowl, because it's a precious commodity. God sees your tears and he hears your cries. He says, I have seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. He knows exactly where you are. One of the things that is a great tendency whenever we are going through a pressure cooker situation is we want to run away from God. And I want to tell you that God knows where you are. You cannot run far enough away from him that he's ever going to lose track of you. He knows where you are. And God is getting ready to tell them. He said, I'm going to bring them out. He knows where you are. Sometimes you want to run away, but I'm here to tell you that God's got an escort coming your way. Do not implement your plan while setting aside God's plan. Don't be in such a rush to get out that you try and make it happen in your own strength, like Moses did earlier. We talked about that in the week. Instead, say, God, what do you want? I'm listening to this. We're having this dialogue here. And now you're telling me you've seen what's going on. You've seen the horrible things that are going on. They're happening to your people and they're happening in Egypt. So those are a few of the details. And he says, I have heard their groaning. Not only has God not lost his sense of vision. He's not lost his voice, but he has also not lost his hearing. An amazing thing happens whenever there is hearing loss. Hearing loss, without us even thinking about it, begins to affect our speech. And so if we are used to hearing our voice at a certain level, and all of a sudden we begin to have diminished hearing capacity, our voice begins to get louder to compensate for that, because in our ear, we are still talking at the same volume that we were. It sounds the same to us. What we don't realize is that our voice is projecting. And God here says, I have heard their groaning. What happens is if we eventually lose our hearing, then we our voice begins to be altered. I've seen that happen. You can take a baby born in one region where they speak one language, but if you take it to a different region and it grows up hearing a different dialect or a different language, and that becomes the language that it's accustomed to hearing, that baby is going to grow up to speak the language that it has heard. That is why it's so important for you and I to constantly be hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We get into the Word, it increases our ability to hear. As we are, our hearing is made more effective, faith comes. And God says, look, I'm not hard of speaking, I'm not hard of seeing, my vision is not compromised, and my hearing isn't either. I have been hearing the groaning of my people. I have heard their groaning. So God is speaking, he has seen the oppression, and he has heard their groaning. God sees every tear. God hears every prayer. Today, I'm just want to speak comfort to somebody that might think that God has overlooked them, that in 7 billion people, that somehow you've slipped through the cracks, and I want you to know that's not the case at all. There's a funny little cartoon that shows up on some of my Facebook messages from time to time, and it shows a bird in a therapist chair, and it's a sparrow, and the doctor says, well, Mr. Sparrow, what can I do for you today? And he says, I just have this funny feeling that somebody's watching over me all the time. And you know, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. That's an old song. Well, I want you to know today that God has seen the oppression of his people, and he has also heard their groaning. Let me see. How do I want to say this? Wouldn't it be incredible if we discovered the reality and the power of prayer meetings once again? That if we would discover that when we cry out to God, that God shows up and he listens. He's paying attention. He pays attention to your voice and to my voice. And so we need to be saying, God, we know what our current situation is, but we know that you can transform our situation. We're crying out. We are inviting you into the process, not as a silent observer, not as a counselor or a consultant. We are inviting you into the process to be Lord over this situation. In the New Testament, it says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. And I am thankful for that. But one of the things that I picture is that whenever we are under attack and we join together in unity and we begin to bring that problem, that difficulty, that bondage to God, that God comes and establishes. He said, I have heard your cry, and I'm coming to establish my throne right in your midst. He is enthroned in the praises of his people, and I believe that his throne just sits firmly right on top of that adversity. He goes on and he says, and now have come down to deliver them. God is, when we are invited, or when God is invited, he says, I have come down, and I have come down for a purpose. I've come down to bring deliverance. You see, God doesn't want you in bondage. Jesus said that I have come to set the captives free. I have come to set the captives free. So God is telling Moses. Now, to the best of our knowledge here, this is the first divine communication that has happened in 400 years. And he says, Moses, I this is who I am. I'm still alive. I'm still speaking. I'm still seeing. I'm still hearing. And now I've come to act. I am coming down to deliver my people. I pray that over this study, that you would realize that God's presence in your life is not to enable you to stay in your sin, but he has come down to escort you out of that and into a life of promise, into a life of power, into a life of fulfillment and joy. Instead of misery, there will be rejoicing. Instead of mourning, there will be dancing. Instead of oppression, there will be liberty. God has, he says, Moses, I've come down, and I've come down to deliver my people. Jesus didn't just come down because he was looking for a 33-year vacation from heaven. Jesus came down to set the captives free, to provide forgiveness of our sins. And today, I want you to know he is just as vested in your freedom, in your liberty, in your deliverance today as he was the children of Israel in Acts chapter 7, which goes back to the book of Exodus. God wants you delivered. And the reality is, money will not deliver you. Your wisdom will not deliver you. Another person is not going to be able to deliver you. Only God is able to deliver. You see, I'll give you a little sneak peek here. God's getting ready to inform Moses. You're the person I'm going to bring this deliverance about. But do you know that Moses didn't part the Red Sea? God did. Moses didn't give the bread from heaven. God did. Moses didn't provide the water. God did. Whenever Moses got full of himself and thought that he was the one doing it, there were horrible consequences that came as a result of that. And so today I want you to know God is the only one who can set you free. You may be listening and you've tried every program under the sun and still you've got the same bondage that you've had all your life. I want you to know that Jesus has not given up on you. Don't you give up on Jesus. Try him. There's some people that save God for the resource of last resort. But I want you to realize that God is the only resource that can bring about your deliverance. Let's cry out to him early in the process so that we can see his deliverance. And now it goes on in the end of verse number 34 and says, now come, I will send you to Egypt. That was the last place that Moses wanted to go. Remember, when he left there, he had murdered someone the day before. So Pharaoh wanted to kill him, but Moses had escaped. And now God says, I'm going to send you back because I've seen, because I've heard, now I'm speaking, and I've come down to deliver, and I'm going to send you back to Egypt. I don't know if you've ever been sent on a errand run by somebody and you didn't want to go, but you did it anyway. And Moses is getting ready. Listen, this encounter set Moses up to be Moses. If Moses had just been delivered from the death sentence over those babies because they put him in that little basket and put him into the river and he didn't die at that point in time, but he didn't do what God told him to do, we would have never heard of Moses. But because God said, I am sending you on a mission, Moses accomplished that mission with God's help. and he became one of the most influential people in all of history. Someone told me years ago, said, Moses' leadership principles that he put into place are still being taught in Masters of Business Administration classes currently. Don't believe it when people tell you, oh, the Bible is just an old book. It doesn't really have anything in there for us to consider. Really? Thou shalt not murder. How many of us are glad that that's still in there, that, you know, we don't want people just going around killing us because they don't like the shirt we have on or whatever. You know, thank God that the Word of God is still valuable. God said, I've come down to deliver my people, and now come, I will send you to Egypt. So today, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I want you to know that God has a mission for us. He has a mission. He's still in the deliverance business. I tell people, God's in the redemption business. God is still in the broken people business. God is still in the broken marriages business. God is still in the broken bodies business. God is still in broken finances business. He is still in the business of healing broken minds. He is still in the business of healing broken possessions. And today, he's looking for some people who will say yes to God sending them to fulfill the master's business. Interesting, Jesus at 12 was ready. He's like, I am ready. Let's get on with doing the master's business. And here in 2015, there are too many people that are saying, let's wait a little while longer. Let's wait till we get a little more of this, a little more of that, a little more people, a little more resources, whatever it might be. Folks, people are dying without Jesus on a daily basis. Can we say yes to God who wants to change their destiny? Father, right now, I want to thank you, God, that you are the great I am. Lord, that you have not changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you are the holy God. God, I want to thank you that you have witnessed, you see every problem, every adversity, every act of oppression that people are dealing with right now. God, you have seen it, you have heard their cries, and you have come to act. Father, I want to thank you for a divine partnership. You choose to act with men. You could do it all by yourself, but you choose to partner with men and women to accomplish your purposes here on the earth. God, may we say yes to your plan, and may we see souls saved for the glory of Jesus Christ. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.